Today's contestants, a book dealer and stay-at-home mom from Simi Valley, California, Dana Hill. An attorney from Los Angeles, California, Brian Ross. And our returning champion, a music teacher from Seal Beach, California, Sarah Twilley, whose one-day cash winnings total $19,801. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny Gilbert. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the start of week two in season 37. Sarah, our returning champion, you've let your hair down.
Yes, I have.
Today. All right, nice to see you again. Brian and Dana, welcome aboard. Pick up those signaling devices. Hopefully you get to use them quite often in this first round of play, in which we feature these categories. This is something you'll recognize. The Sound of Music, a whole category devoted to that, followed by the Templeton Prize. In this category, middle woman, you have to supply the woman's name in the link of the clue that we give you. And then the room where it happens, followed by tunnels and good stuff in 2020. Champ, off you go.
The Sound of Music for 200.
Here's Jimmy.
The Sound of Music takes place in Salzburg, Austria in 1938, and Frohnberg Palace was used as an exterior for this family's villa, which they fled.
Dana.
Who are the Von Trapps?
Yes.
Sound of Music 400.
Sarah this time.
Sung by Maria and the Captain in the gazebo, recreated on a Hollywood stage, Something Good was one of two new songs written for the movie, the rest coming from the Broadway show, the last collaboration by this pair.
Sarah?
Who are Rodgers and Hammerstein?
Correct.
The Sound of Music for 600.
Sarah again.
This actress was 28 and a new mom when she came here to Austria to play Maria, a role she says made her career.
Dana?
Who is Julie Andrews?
She's the one.
800, Sound of Music, please.
Shot in several locations, including Mirabel Gardens, where Maria and the kids dance around a fountain and run through a hedge tunnel, this number culminates with the song's final bars being sung right here on these steps.
Dana again.
What is Do Re Mi?
Yes.
1,000, Sound of Music.
Jimmy?
In The Sound of Music, Nazi banners are hung from the old palace building in residence plots, signifying this forced political union between Germany and Austria.
And the word you are trying to come up with is the Anschluss. And we want to thank Viking River Cruises for helping make that category possible. Dana, pick again.
Okay, let's try middle woman, 200.
Plain blank dough. Dana.
What is Jane?
That's the middle woman.
Middle woman, 400.
Saving this period. Dana.
What is Grace?
Good.
Middle woman, 600.
Round blank hood. Brian.
What is Robin?
You're now on the board.
Tunnels for two.
Similar to a certain staircase, this type of tunnel in Norway coils its way up the inside of a hill for over a mile. Brian.
What is a spiral?
That's it.
Tunnels for four.
South Africa's over 50-mile-long Orange Fish Tunnel gets its name from two of these that it connects. Brian.
What are states?
No. Dana or Sarah? It connects two rivers. Back to you, Brian.
Let's go with the good stuff for 200.
Linda Herring of this Hawkeye state was honored for fostering more than 600 children over the course of nearly 50 years. Dana.
What is Iowa?
That's the state.
Good stuff, 400.
At the Columbus Zoo, male and female cubs of this fastest land mammal were born via in vitro fertilization for the first time. Dana.
What's a cheetah?
Good.
Good stuff, 600.
After getting an R2-D2 prosthetic that moves fingers via muscle signals, a young fan got a call from Luke himself. This man. Brian.
Who is Hamill?
Mark Hamill, yes.
Good stuff for 800.
Ex-Sacramento State softball star Alyssa Nacken didn't have to go far to be the first female coach in Major League Baseball with this National League team. Sarah.
Who are the San Francisco Giants?
Yes.
Good stuff in 2020 for 1,000.
The 3,900 solar panels this ex-government employee put on his farm provided more than half the energy for his hometown of Plains, Georgia. Brian.
Who is Jimmy Carter?
He is the one, and that takes you to $2,000. And we're going to take a break. We'll come right back, though. We always do. Dana Hill was obviously helping her husband train for a run, but her poor directional sense cost him some miles.
It did, yes. He'd actually trained for a half marathon, and my job, my only job, was to drop him off at the starting line. But I'm terrible with maps, so when I read the map wrong, I actually dropped him off at the starting line for the full marathon. And by the time he got running, there was really no way to get in touch with anyone or do anything about it, so he just kept going. It actually worked out because he ran 20 miles, so.
But. All right, well, good for you and good for him.
Good for him.
Brian Ross is an attorney. Now, people watch Jeopardy in different rooms, in different circumstances. You and your wife watch with headphones on. Why?
We have a one-year-old, Emmett, and we live in a studio apartment. And he literally sleeps on the other sides of our closets, so we can't shout the answers to each other, and we can't have the TV on very loud, so we have headsets, and we kind of have to whisper the answers to each other.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes she thinks I'm not answering the questions, but I think I am. Sometimes I just give her a look and says, I knew that one, and she's like, yeah, sure you did.
Uh-huh. Okay. Sarah Twilley is our champion. Collects memorabilia related to a particular Disney character. Which one?
Princess Aurora from Sleeping Beauty. She's my favorite. I dressed up as her for Halloween when I was 5.
Okay. Well, let's get back into this. Brian, you gave me the last correct response. Go.
Let's do middle woman for 8.
Rambling this hip. Dana.
What is Rose?
Rose is right.
1,000 middle woman.
Pretty this dreadful. Dana?
What is Penny?
Correct again.
How about the room where it happens? 200.
It's where the Sub-Zero goes. Dana?
What is the freezer?
No.
Oh.
Brian or Sarah? The room where the Sub-Zero goes is the kitchen. Dana, back to you.
Room where it happens, 400.
Indoor games like 20 questions are named for it. Sarah?
Is the card room?
No. Brian or Dana? What is the parlor? Parlor games. Back to you, Dana.
Room where it happens, 600.
West Wing Crisis Center since 1961. Dana.
What is the war room?
War room, be more specific than that.
Oh, gosh.
There's another name we're going for. Brian?
What is the situation room?
That's it.
The room where it happens, 8.
Highlights for Children has been called that ubiquitous magazine there. Dana?
What is a waiting room?
Good.
How about the Templeton Prize 200?
The prize is for life's spiritual dimension, but its creators stipulated the monetary award must always exceed this other prizes. It must always exceed the Nobel Prize. Dana, back to you.
Let's go back to the room where it happens for 1,000.
A sleeveless garment plus 2 letters. It's where clergy dress. Brian.
What is a vestry?
Yes.
Templeton Prize, 400.
Mother Teresa received the inaugural 1973 prize for her work with the children of this Indian city. Dana.
What is Calcutta?
Right, with less than a minute now.
Templeton Prize, 600.
Physicist Bernard d'Espagna, 2009's winner, explored the philosophical implications of these mysterious mechanics. Brian.
What are quantum mechanics?
Correct.
Templeton Prize, 800.
The 2013 prize went to this Cape Town man whose teachings combine Anglicanism with the concept of Ubuntu, meaning humanity and kindness. Brian.
Who is Archbishop Desmond Tutu?
Yes.
Templeton Prize, 1,000.
1982's winner was this man from North Carolina who took his message of Christianity into the world of radio and television. Brian.
Who is Billy Graham?
He's the one.
Tunnels for 600.
Dishachung, a sprawling network of tunnels in Beijing, is also known as the underground this other landmark. It's known as the Underground Great Wall. Brian, back to you.
Tunnels, 800.
Honoring a Santa Monica newspaper publisher, the McClure Tunnel takes you north on this scenic highway, also known as Highway 1. Brian.
What is the Pacific Coast Highway?
You got it.
And tunnels for 1,000.
Daily double. All right.
I will wager 1,600.
All right. The world's highest vehicular tunnel is on I-70, 60 miles west of this state capital?
What is Denver?
Denver's right. And that bumps you up to an even bigger lead. You're at 8,400, and we're taking a break. Our champion, Sarah, gets to go first, though, in Double Jeopardy when we come back. Our returning champion, Sarah, selected first in the Jeopardy round. Things didn't work out particularly well. Let's hope for something better in Double Jeopardy. Here are the categories for you. American history, rock stars, new technology, four-letter words, the National Jewish Book Award for Fiction, and finally, Lil Nas X, X in quotation marks. Each correct response will be a company, a NASDAQ company, that has X in its name. Champ, go.
Rock stars for 400.
Here's Conan O'Brien with the clue.
Forced to engage in a guitar battle with the virtuoso Jack Black, I cheated a smidge and employed this curly-haired, top-hatted legend, a.k.a. Saul Hudson.
Brian.
Who is Slash.
Slash, yes.
Rockstars, 800.
In 1975, Dreamboat Annie was the debut album for this band, fronted by a pair of sisters. Sarah.
Who are Hearts.
Correct.
Rockstars for 1,200.
One name off from a German composer, this metal frontman skidded into pop culture relevance, voicing Triton on SpongeBob. Brian.
Who is Sebastian Bach.
Yes.
Rockstar 1600.
Surgical Strike is the label of Serge Tankian, known for starting this group in 1995. Brian.
Who is System of a Down.
Yes.
Rockstar is 2000.
This singer-songwriter helped create the California sound. His name is Jackson. Brown. You knew that, Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
Brian, back to you.
American History 400.
On October 22, 1962, JFK announced a naval blockade of this country due to Soviet missiles being discovered there. Dana.
What is Cuba?
Good.
Four-letter words for 400, please.
The name of this bird is from Maori for the shrill cry of the male bird. Brian.
What is a dodo?
No. Sarah.
What is a kiwi?
Kiwi, correct.
Four-letter words for 8.
It's really not that unattractive, but it is the name of the hybrid citrus fruit seen here.
What is
Brian?
Ugly?
Ugly.
Ugly?
Yes, indeed.
American History 800.
After a historic 1983 mission, this astronaut turned down flowers as her male counterparts weren't given any. Brian.
Who is Sally Ride?
Sally Ride.
American History 1200.
Victoria Woodhull was the first woman to run for president in 1872, but couldn't have taken office because she wasn't yet this age. Brian.
What is 35?
Correct.
American History 1600.
Answer. Nearly double.
Let's go with 3,000.
Three it is. Here is the clue. This president was said to regret his decision not to hang John C. Calhoun as a traitor.
Who is Lincoln?
No, who is Andrew Jackson. Jackson. You drop a bit, you're at 11,000. Pick again.
American History 2000.
This 1620 document mentions our dread sovereign Lord King James, a voyage to plant the first colony, and Cape Cod. Brian?
What is the Mayflower Compact?
Yes.
New technology 4.
Dogs, take notice. A new artificial intelligence with neuromorphic computing may recognize these emitted by narcotics and explosives. Dana.
What are scents?
Yes.
Four-letter words, 1,200.
It's the theatrical technique of suggesting emotions without words, using only gesture and movement. Sarah.
What is mime?
Mime, correct.
Four-letter words for 16.
It's someone who sells hot tips at the racetrack, or a verb meaning to praise highly. Brian.
What is a tout?
Tout, yes.
Four-letter words, 2,000.
Four-letter name for strong black Indian tea combined with milk, sugar, and spices. Dana?
What is chai?
Chai, correct.
National Book Award for Fiction, 400.
2017 winner David Grossman's A Horse Walks Into a Bar follows one of these funny folks losing it on stage. Sarah?
Who is a comedian?
Yeah.
New technology for 800.
NASA's Parker probe is the fastest man-made thing ever. It will hit the speed of 430,000 miles per hour en route to this heavenly body. It's on its way to the sun.
No.
It's going to burn up. Sarah?
New technology for 12.
Using hydrogels, scientists achieved their goal of creating rudimentary versions of the charged organs in these marine animals. Sarah.
What are dolphins?
Nope. Dana.
What are eels?
Eels, electric eels, yeah.
Book award 800.
An immigrant is the hero of the title tale of a Mark Halperin collection. This island in New York Bay. Brian.
What is Ellis Island?
That's it.
New technology 1600.
Airbus's solar-powered unmanned Zephyr aircraft can fly in this area of the atmosphere above the tropopause. And that would be the stratosphere. Ryan?
New technology 2000.
Instead of contaminating a burger, this bacterium can now make indigo in a process invented by a biotech company. Dana?
What is E. coli?
Yes, with less than a minute.
Book award 1200.
1995 winner Mazel takes its title from the word for luck in this language, written in Hebrew letters. Sarah.
What is Yiddish?
Yiddish, yes.
Book award for 16.
A towering story of biblical proportions. This author's Exodus won for 1959. Dana.
Who is Uris?
Leon Uris, yes.
Book 2000.
1950 winner The Wall by John Hersey is about an escape from the ghetto of 400,000 Jews set up by the Nazis in this capital. Sarah.
What is Warsaw?
Yes.
NASDAQ for 400.
On the NASDAQ, this word precedes Biomedica, Industries, and Bancor, but not comma or dictionary. And the word is Oxford. Sarah.
NASDAQ for 8.
This service features channels like Hip Hop Nation, Aussie's Boneyard, and No Shoes Radio. Sarah.
Sirius XM Radio. Is it Sirius XM Radio?
Well, that's an unusual way of phrasing your response, but it is correct. It is Sirius XM, and that wraps it up for the Double Jeopardy round. Sarah's still very much alive with 6,400. Here comes Final Jeopardy, players. Pioneering educators is the subject matter, and we will reveal the clue in that category when we come back. For our final today, pioneering educators. Here's the clue, players. Before going into education, she graduated from the University of Rome in 1896 and was named assistant doctor at its psych clinic. You have 30 seconds. Good luck. Sarah, we come to you first. You were on this like a shot, this, even before I had read the clue in its entirety. And you came up with Montessori. Maria Montessori is right, and that will double your score to 12,800. We come to you now, Dana. Did you come up with Maria Montessori? You did indeed. And what was your wager? 12,600, doubling your score to 25,200. Brian struggled with this one, I believe. And what did he put down? Who is, I can't read it.
Madame Curie.
Ah, Madame Curie. And a little greeting to your family there, I believe.
Happy birthday, Emma.
And that will cost you 98.01, dropping you down into third place, and Dana Hill making you our new Jeopardy champion with $25,200. Congratulations. A great finish for you. And you get to play again tomorrow right here. Join us then, folks.
Promotional consideration provided by...